Reflection for Friday of the fifth week of Lent. Our Gospel today is taken from John chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. The Jews fetched stones to stone him. So Jesus said to them, "I have done many good works for you to see, works for my Father. For which of these are you stoning me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for doing a good work, but for blasphemy. You are only a man, and you claim to be God." Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'?" So the law used the word gods of those to whom the word of God was addressed. And scripture cannot be rejected. Yet you say to someone the Father has consecrated and sent into the world, you are blaspheming, because he says, 'I am the Son of God.' If I am not doing my Father's work, there is no need to believe in me. But if I am doing it, then even if you refuse to believe in me, at least believe in the work I do. Then you will know for sure that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." They wanted to arrest him then, but he eluded them. He went back again to the far side of the Jordan to stay in the district where John had once been baptizing. Many people who came to him there said, "John gave no signs, but all he said about this man was true." And many of them believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. One practical aspect of today's Gospel is very consoling. It has to do with the criterion of truth and goodness. Many people worry about themselves because they don't feel good about their life situations. Also, some people are concerned whether they are truly friends of God because they don't feel close to him or don't know how to pray. In the human sphere, friends sometimes wonder if their friendship is false because the words by which they want to express themselves don't come out right. All these doubts can be demoralizing. They can tempt us to wonder about the reality underlying our words and wishes. But words are sometimes only showy things, and wishes can sometimes be so shy they can't express themselves. Never mind, it is deeds, not words, that prove our sincerity. That is why Jesus said over and over in his Gospels, "By their fruits you will know them." That is what he says today, as he has been pushed against the wall by his adversaries. "I perform my Father's will for love of all the people. If you don't believe me, believe my works." His criterion must be ours as well. Never mind good or bad feelings. Never mind glibness with words or lack of it. It is deeds that manifest the heart and secure us in the truth. Let us pray. Jesus, sometimes it is difficult to pray because I don't feel close to you. When words seem shallow, let my works provide. Most of what I did today was loyal to your law of love. Accept them as my prayer, my pledge of loyalty to you. Amen.